The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you into God's presence this morning, and I trust God that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We're grateful to God for all the help that we have received. We are grateful to God for all the testimonies, journey mercies, blessings, visas. In this month alone, we have had 5 American visas in this church. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in this church. In this month alone. One of them is already there, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday. Traveled on Tuesday or Wednesday or thereabout. To God alone be all the glory. We have also had babies coming in. Hallelujah. And many more testimonies. And your own is about to arrive. Your own is about to arrive. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. To God alone be all the glory. Divine help for amazing benefits. Divine help for amazing benefits. Our God loves to shower us with benefits according to our anchor scripture for the month, Psalm 68 verse 19. Psalms chapter 68 verse 19 is the scripture for the whole month. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So our God is a God of benefits. He likes to give benefits. He loves to release benefits. Our happiness and joy is his delight. He delights in our happiness. He delights in our joy. He delights in us being happy. And one of the major instruments that God uses to bring about benefits to us is the medium of divine help. Divine help. Divine help. What is divine help? What is divine help? Divine help simply means assistance from God for man towards progress, advancement, and development. Assistance from God to man towards progress, towards development. Towards advancement and development. Number 2, what is divine help? Divine help simply means preferential treatment for a man by celestial forces. Preferential treatment by a man from celestial forces, from forces that are not of this world, from powers that are not of this world. If you're also watching us on the internet, it will be good for you to take notes of what we are saying, not just to watch us, because this will bless you anywhere you are watching from. Praise the Lord. Number 3, what is divine help? Divine help also means supernatural assistance of man by forces and powers which are above him. Supernatural assistance of a man or a woman. I'm using man because that's man and woman. That's or spiritual of a person by forces and powers that are above him. When God wants to change a man's level, he gives him help. Somebody say help. And divine help has so many benefits. I've just put down, I think, about 6 or so. Here, 7, here this morning, some of the benefits accruable when you are helped. Some of the things that God, that can happen in the life of a man or a woman once he or she is helped. I'll show you a few of them this morning. Benefits of divine help to man. What is the benefit? Pastor, you are saying divine help is so beneficial. It can give me amazing benefit. What are these benefits? I'll give you about 7 of them. And then we'll move on this morning. Number one benefit of divine help is recognition and relevance. Recognition and relevance. Every man or woman that desires divine help should be getting ready for recognition. A helped man or a helped woman can't be covered up. Once you are helped, you are announced. Once you are helped, people must know. Once God helps you, things must change. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 3, also verse 10 and verse 13, the Bible speaking in Deuteronomy 28, verse 3, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. In the city where you are, he's going to make sure you are blessed. In verse 10, it says, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Somebody say recognition. Somebody say recognition. They will see. Somebody say they will see. They will see. They will not only imagine it, they will see it, and they will become afraid. Not afraid of God, though. Afraid of you as a direct result of what God is doing in your life. Say, how come? How did this happen? They will see. And in verse 12, and the Lord shall make thee the head. Is there anybody that can't see my head? This head. Is there anybody who say, I can't see your head? What God is trying to say there is that you will be recognized, that people will see you. You will be so relevant. You will be so recognized. Everybody will know, and they will see the glory of God upon your life. This happened in the life of Joseph. Joseph was relevant for 80 years. 80 solid years. Joseph became prime minister at 30 years. Genesis 41 verse 46. Genesis 41, 46. Genesis 41, 46. And Joseph was 30 years when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years. He was 30 years when he became king. When he became prime minister, when he became relevant, and he died at 110 years. 110. Genesis 50, verse 26. Genesis 50, verse 26. And Joseph. And so Joseph died being 110 years. So he was prime minister at 30. And he died at 110. 110 minus 30 is what? 80 years of continuous relevance. Why? He was helped by forces. No generation of Joseph before that time was a prime minister. Nobody. There was no history that anybody in Joseph's lineage was a prime minister. There was no history that nobody in Joseph's lineage was that great before him. Somebody say relevance. Joseph was perpetually on ground. He was a force to reckon with for 80 solid years. I speak to somebody here today. Your relevance will not fizzle out. Your relevance will not fizzle out. Daniel was also very relevant. In Daniel 2 verse 49, he served several kings. Very relevant. Because he was helped. And Daniel requested of the king. As a result of Daniel's relevance, he was also promoting his friends. Before somebody can promote another person, the person must be a relevant person. Hello. Daniel's relevance promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel served several kings. Daniel 6, verse 28. He served several kings. He served Cyrus. He served Darius. He served Nebuchadnezzar. He was serving different kings. He was a relevant man. Till his death. From today, anywhere you step, you are going to be very, very relevant. Amen. From today, anywhere you step, you are going to be very, very relevant. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. In my place, they say, if you are going and you are going to search for money and you find recognition, you say you go back home. Eh? How many of us understand that proverb? Ta ba wo lo. Ta ba pade yi lona. O ye kini? Because why? When you get the money, you will use money to buy the recognition. You know, these things have meaning. Deep meaning. I pray for you today, in your family, you will not be unrecognized. In your generation, you will not be unrecognized. Number two benefit of divine help is marital bliss. Everybody helped enjoys marital bliss. In Proverbs 19:14 tells us that when you have houses, it says, house and riches are inheritance of fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Only God can help you with a good wife. When God wants to assist a man, he will push a good woman beside him. When God wants to favor a woman, he will give her a wonderful, awesome, loaded man. He may not be loaded pocketically yet, but he will soon be loaded pocketically. But he's loaded in the spirit. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, the Bible says, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor. And another word for help is favor. He that findeth help, is the help that he received is from the Lord. Today, many marital destinies shall be settled. I say many marital destinies shall be settled. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Many marital destinies shall be settled. Amen. And a brand new couple, they are smiling at me because they know what I'm talking about. When you are helped, your marital life becomes fixed today. As God liveth, he's going to fix some marital destiny today. I say, God is going to fix some marital destinies today. God is going to fix some marital destinies today. If you are one of them, come on, shout a big amen. You don't necessarily have to court for 16 years or 20 years before you can marry. When the help of God comes, you are made. Can I tell you this? Isaac did not court his wife. In Genesis 24, from verse 1 to 67, you can read it when you get home. The father just spoke to one of the guys, his servant, said, go to my place, go and get, you see, you must know the qualification of the person you need to marry. Go and search, Genesis 24, from verse 1 to 67, just 67 verses, read it when you get home, I don't have time to go through it. Go and search for a good guy from my place, that is from the house of God. And the guy took a journey. And as he was going, he asked for God's help. Jesus, oh God, as I'm going, help me. The first person I will meet at the river, at the well, and say, give me some water to drink. And she will give me. And I will say, all right, apart from that, fill my camel. Give my camels also. Say, let that one be the person. And God answered that prayer. And as he traveled, he journeyed, got to a well, and saw her, Rebecca. And as he saw Rebecca, he said, can I get some water? He said, take some water, sir. Also, I will, not only you, I will also give it to your camels. Then he asked her, whose son are you? So she's related to Abraham. So, you know, until we have caught her for 20 years before we come. When divine help is available, you can court for 2 months and then you marry. God can supernaturally bring about your wedding even this year. Hello. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. God can still bring about your... You see, when people tell me they want to get married, they are trusting God. I say, when do you want to get married? That's what I want to know. It is the date in your faith I want to know. If you say, okay, maybe in the next 3 years, don't bother to waste my prayer. I want people of now. Praise the Lord. There must be a way for you maritally. There must be a way for you maritally. Anyone trusting God for marital connection, There's a way for you today. Just keep your eyes open also. Number three, benefit of divine help is open heavens in career, in business, and in vocation. Open heavens. Open heavens. Open heavens. Open heavens. Our God is a God of open heavens. He likes to open the heavens of his people. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8 and verse 11 to 12. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. The Bible says, the Lord will command his blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Verse 11. 11 now. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heaven. So when God wants to help, he opens the heaven. He opens the heaven. He opens the heaven. God must open heaven for you today. God must open the heaven for your family today. He opens the heaven. He opens the heaven. And thou shalt lend unto many nations as a result of the outpouring. The mega blessings on you. You become somebody that is lending as a direct result of help. You will not lack help today. The help of God produces open heaven. Mark it. As my God liveth, there will be an open heaven for you today. There will be an open heaven for you today. There will be an open heaven for you today. Listen to me. If you are poor, there's nothing for people like us to be proud about it. It's nothing to be proud of. It is our desire to see you blessed. Not only blessed, super blessed. Super, super, super blessed. More than blessed. There's any need anywhere. Is any need. Anybody has anything in this family, come to me. Any child available in the church cannot pay school fees. Please, sir, with due respect, it's not if it's 50 children that need school fees, please send them me their names and the total bill paid off with one check. You will get there.
Amen.
I say you will get there.
Amen.
I say you will get there. Say, I heard you guys are going on TV, you are going on radio. What is the bill? We pay it off without anybody getting to know. Where is the station? You go there and say, I'm paying for 5 years. Say, how many buses do we need now to do all the outreaches we want to do? Say, just three new buses. Take six buses. You are going to get to that level. I say, you are going to get to that level. Say, how many cows do we kill during the anniversary? Say, just few. Don't worry. We'll be killing seven now so that people will be taking, everybody take three chicken. Three pieces of meat instead of one. That is slim. Praise the Lord. Heaven must open for you today. Heaven must open for you today. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Number four, benefit of divine help is faithful and godly association. When God wants to help you, he gives you faithful and godly association. Faithful and godly association. He brings in contact with you destiny helpers. There is nobody in this life saying, I don't need anybody. You can't go far. A vision that only you need to accomplish is a small vision. A vision, an imagination, a dream that you alone, it takes only you alone to get it done, is a minute vision. You can't get anywhere. Any massive vision, like the one I know I can see in your heart, you need people. These are helpers. Helpers of your dream. Helpers of your life. They don't necessarily have to give you physical money. Because that's where people miss it. It's the only people that give them money. That's what they recognize. They don't necessarily have to give you physical money. My father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, has never given me one kobo since I've been following him. Cash. But he's my helper. He has helped me so much. One kobo. Even when the building project was going on. But I honor him in life until eternity. Till eternity. Helpers, their work is to help you. Their work is to assist you. Their work is to motivate you. Their work is to bless you. Friends, you will never lack helpers. If you call for one, seven helpers will run towards you. If you call for 10 helpers, 100 will run towards you. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. He can be a boss. He can be a friend. Anybody can be. God can use Muslims. When I was working in a particular organization some years ago, and I was doing my ICANN lecture, I would go from Ilorin here to Ibadan for ICANN lecture weekends. Everybody said, no, how can you be releasing somebody on Friday to travel to Ibadan when we have work to do? A Muslim who was the manager said, no, leave him. Let him go. He said, leave him. And then I will return on Monday morning and I will get to work 7:30 a.m. before those leaving the lorry, because I would have left my house in Ibadan by 5. Sometimes if I'm late, he said, leave him. He's on his way. Leave him. He doesn't know my mother. He doesn't know my father. Someone say, helper. Amen. You need them. Some of them, they are destined to give you physical cash. Some of them are destined to bless you. Their work is just to bless you. You are blessed. You are blessed. And as they are saying, they carry your blessing in their mouth. If they speak, it must happen. Your helpers will not be scared away from your life. And every power scaring away people from helping you, every power that makes your helpers to be short-lived, whereby they just help you small and they reverse, that power be terminated today in the name of Jesus. That power be terminated in the name of Jesus. That power be terminated in the name of Jesus. Every force that makes men to withdraw their assistance, every power of promise and fail, I will help you, but yet they don't help you. I will send you money, yet they change their mind. Every such power be terminated today in the name of Jesus. That veil that is making men to see you and say, we will help you. And then all of a sudden that veil covers up your face. And that veil doesn't make them to see you. And what they want to give you, they take it to another person. That veil be shred to pieces today. 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 Listen to me. Everyone destined to help you, they lose their peace and rest. They cannot sleep. They cannot rest. They cannot sit down. They cannot go out until they release their blessings to you. Let me hear you shout, yes! Take your seat. God has programmed some people to help you. And they must help you. Nothing must stop them from helping you. In the name of Jesus. 100 helpers is not enough. But one hater, one enemy is too much. When you have 100 people helping you, it's not enough. Because as they are helping you, you are expanding. As you are helping, you are helping more people. It's not enough. But one single enemy. Last night, my wife was telling me a story. It was last night, no, day before yesterday night. It's very hard to see my face on Saturday night. It was Friday night. Praise the Lord. She said, something happened. I said, what? I said, she heard the story. I said, what happened? I said, they were saying a story where she went to do my daughter's hair. I said, a man was fasting for 3 days in a church. And after the third day, he was preparing to break and go home. Then the security man or somebody outside somebody came on bike and said, ah, your mommy, like an elderly person, if Mantu is an elderly person, your mommy said, we should give you this food so that when you are ready to break after these 3 days fast, you should eat. So they gave the man the food to take inside on a cadre. And as they brought it in, it was time for the guy to break. So he used the food sent by his mommy, supposed mommy, to break. And he died on the spot. Now when they went home and said, ah, mommy, what happened? Onje te send. Said, Onje, I did not send anybody. Just one enemy arranged with an Okada man, take food, go and give it to Sosoliko in Sososo church. He's about to break a 3 days fast. And they gave him, and he died on just one enemy. And I pray today, that enemy of your destiny, that enemy of your family, that enemy of your soul, that enemy of your spirit, today they are terminated in the name of Jesus. Today they are terminated in the name of Jesus. The evil arrow sent to you, that evil arrow is fired back to the sender. The voice of darkness that are against you, those voices of darkness, I decree today that they catch fire in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Please take your seat. One bad friend is too much. 100 helpers are not enough. Number 5 benefit of divine help is strength and long life. Our God helps us with the benefits of strength and long life. In Psalms 91, verse 14 and 15, Psalms 91, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says there, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he hath known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Next verse. With long life will I satisfy him. With long life will I. So, drugs are good. As doctors are wonderful people. Pharmacists are great. Chemists are wonderful, awesome people. But God is the one that gives long life. Have you seen any drug that guarantees living 600 years? Say, if you buy this drug, the guarantee is that you will live for 600 years or 200 years. Say, the work of this drug is to elongate. All those things are just medical terminology. If you see all those multivitamins and all those things, this one is just marketing strategy. The only giver of strength and long life is God. The Bible says, he killeth and maketh alive. And nobody can ask him. He killeth and nobody can say, I'm angry. You are angry for nothing. He gives it to anybody he desires. I bow down my knees before God this evening. Every power that wants you to die before your time, every force of darkness that says that your obituary will come out, that power be terminated in the name of Jesus. Satanic strongholds that wants to kill you, powers pursuing you in the dream, powers that want to shoot you in the dream, powers that want to gun you down or gun your children down, today the fire of God consumed them in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you shout, long life is my portion. Again, long life is my portion. One more time on the top of your voice, long life is my portion. Take your seat. God is the giver of strength and long life. And this same prayer we extend to your parents. It will extend to your husband and to your wife. It will extend to every member of your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 Every power that wants to terminate anybody here, any foul spirit that is waiting for your glory to come out before they sentence you to death, that power be sentenced to death today. In the name of Jesus. that power be sentenced to death today. In the name of Jesus. With long life will I satisfy you. Number six, benefit available from divine help is favor. The favor of God is available from the help of God. Every favored man is a helped man. There is no human being that will say, I don't need God's favor. Even Jesus needed God's favor. Luke 2 verse 52. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Jesus needed the favor. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with man. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, increased in stature. Increase, you must have heard me say this, increase in stature without increase in favor is nonsense. If you are growing, as you are growing, your favor level should increase. They were dashing you 100 naira before, they should increase it. If they were giving you face me and face you room before, when they want to give you something, they give you something better. As you are increasing and growing, your favor level should increase. Father and the Lord, Baba, the way he said, one of his sons that normally gives him things all the time, when he brings it, he said, God bless you, it will be better next time. When he brings another one again, say, God bless you, you will do better next time. And incidentally, every time he does that, he comes with something better. Every time. Say, you will do better next time. You will do better next time. I pray for you, every of your givings, you will do better next time. I say, you will do better next time. I say, you will do better next time. I say you will do better next time. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Favor is needed. It's a product of the help of God. I can see a family here today. Your family shall be adequately favored. Can I shock you? White men will favor you. That is, those whose blood don't have any relationship with you, they will go out of their way to favor you. Those people that all of us before now, they hated you with passion, they will love you with passion. Those that hated you with passion, they will love you with passion. And God will give you your portion. I say, God will give you your portion. Favor will give you your portion. I need to move very fast now. Number seven. Benefit from the help of God is protection and preservation. We've been talking extensively about this in the Wednesday services, and we have been breaking bread and sharing the communion of preservation and protection. But I want to say this very quickly, according to Psalm 124, verse 1 to 8, that God is the protector. He is the one that protects from the wiles of the wicked and from satanic engagement. If it has not been the Lord who was on our side, that is, if it has not been the help of God, some version says, if it has not been the help of God on our side, now may Bose say, may Shade say, may Ngozi say, okay? If it has not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, yes, we're still going to eight, then they had swallowed up, that is, even before we spoke, they have already swallowed us up. They opened their mouth and ate you up. If it has not been the help of God on our side, when they had swallowed us up quick, sharp, sharp. Have you ever seen how alligator swallows up human beings? Just take it like that. He's inside. And he's doing like this. That's what the Bible is saying. If not the help of God, they would have swallowed you up and swallowed up your children. They have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. They just hate you. They just dislike you. They can't explain it. They too can't explain it. They just hate you. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. That is, our soul escaped the trap of the wicked. The snare is broken and we are escaped. The snare is broken. And look at this where I'm going to stop. Our help is in the name. That is, all the things you have been seeing before is help. You see, that help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. quickly this morning, what are the keys to God's help? If help is so important, what can I do to secure this help of God? What is the necessary requirement to secure this help of God? I want you to note this because this will change your life forever. Number one key to securing the help of God is a godly character and a life of integrity. A godly character. Your character is a very important part of your life, and that is what makes you to secure God's attention and God's help. Job 8 verse 20. Job chapter 8 verse 20. The Bible is speaking there. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. God will never but help a perfect man, that is a man of upright character. Neither will he help an evildoer. God will never send assistance to somebody who will use it for iniquity. Somebody that God knows that if he buys him a car, girls are in trouble in the neighborhood. He will rather give him his leg to be strolling and guide him so that he will not have stroke than to give him a car that has AC with double exhaust. Oh God. With a 16 changer CD. He won't do it. Because he knows the whole neighborhood will be on fire of pregnancy. If your desire is that God should help you, work on your character. Any elevation or blessing that lacks character is an elevation unto destruction. Any promotion without character is a promotion unto elimination. So watch it. Watch your character. Walk. There's nobody that doesn't know what is good and what is not good. Everybody knows it. Once you know this thing ain't good, it can't be talked about publicly. This thing is not good. I can't say it publicly that I'm doing this. What does that tell you? Stop it. A guy took a girl to the room and locked the door, draw down the curtains, put on the AC and dimmed the light and said, let's do something. Nobody's seen us. And the lady looked here and there and said, are you sure nobody can see us? I said, nobody, can't you see? He said, no. I said, look up. Somebody's seen us here. Look up. Can't you see? Somebody's looking at us from up. Take something that is not yours, you pocket it. Nobody sees me. It's a story of a guy while I was working in, okay, I think it was after I left, GT Bank, a security man. Somebody's 1,000 naira dropped on the floor during the working hours. He dropped and everybody was walking. People sat down. People sat down waiting. Nobody saw him. He just picked it and pocketed it and was doing his work. Yes, welcome, please. And the man checked his body and said, what happened? And they came. They said, I dropped money, drop here. And I said, money came. My friend, nobody, no money drop. So they went to the other operations and they checked. And they did CCTV. And they put it on slow motion. He did like this. And he went about his duty. You know the rest of the story. You can guess the rest of the story. Those who are involved in iniquity in a massive form started it from a minute form. Anybody that is involved in evil in a very big form, massive form, started that iniquity from a small form. Somebody that is stealing 1 billion started stealing it from 10 naira, 100 naira, 10,000, 1 million, and was graduating. Like you are going from pre-degree to 100 level, to 200 level, to 300 level, to 400 level. Using all sort of things that does not glorify God. Work on your character. Proverbs 14 verse 34. Proverbs 14 verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. If your desire is that God should help you, work on your character. Your character takes you up or pushes you down. And your character either magnetizes blessings to you or repels blessings from you. Your character will either make blessing come to you or will make God not want to bless you at all. And if he blesses you, devil will be looking for a way to corrupt it. The devil will not corrupt your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. Should I stop here or I should finish this message? Are you being blessed already? Yes. Number two key to divine help for amazing benefit is a life of gratitude. One of the end time signs of the world is ingratitude. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1 and 2. One of the major signs that we have come to the end of the world is that men will be ungrateful. This know also that in the last days, someone say last days, perilous times shall come. Now these are the signs of the last days. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They think of only of their own self and their family. In my place, they say, somebody I don't know can die. You know that? Eh? Somebody, any Amori Obaku. Somebody I don't know. Don't mind me, I'm an ancient man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My mother told me that when I was very small, her friends used to tell her, this your boy, he speaks older than his age. Ah, small boy like this, see what he's saying? Say somebody came to our house one day and was eating bone, ate the food to the extent that licked the bone, and I went to him as a small boy and I said, Ajalo manje gungun. It is dog that eats bone like this. What is it? Spear this. Why are you eating bone like this? It is a dog that eats that will lick the bone like this. You are breaking bone in somebody else's house. And the person dropped the bone. The person dropped the bone. I ran to my mother and said, yay! I don't die today. This boy don't kill me. Praise the Lord. The grateful is the fruitful. The grateful is the wonderful. The grateful is the resourceful. The grateful is the beautiful. If your desire is to enjoy any of the things I just listed now, wonderful, beautiful, resourceful, and all those things, fruitful, be grateful. Men are so ungrateful. People only know what they are eating now. No, the interaction they have had with God or with man in the past is of no essence. If he's not doing anything for me now, forget it. If somebody has blessed you before and he's not blessing you, he says, no, what's the problem? I can't continue to feed you like you to go and walk, go and do something. He's a wicked person. He's a wicked person. He's a stingy man. All the resources you have had in country, they won't remember again. So many of you have had contact with such people. They follow you only for the stomach, what they can get. There is no substance. There is no gratitude. If you want more help, the help you have received in the past, so it has gone. No more thank you to God. No more thank you to those that God used to help you. more thank you to them. No more appreciation. No, nothing, nothing. No, nothing. Anybody, especially God, anybody that God has used you to, that God has used to bless you, be eternally grateful. It's not a right. There are many that could have collected the same things and were denied. Always be grateful. Always be grateful. Let the gratitude ooze up. The priest in Malachi chapter 2 from verse 1, they risk being killed because of ingratitude. Priests, Malachi chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3, God wanted to, he cursed them practically. Malachi, not Mark. Malachi chapter 2 from verse 1. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear and will not lay it to heart to give glory unto God, unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Somebody say, God forbid. They did not do fornication. So you did not show gratitude for everything I'm doing for you. So I will lay a curse on you. All the blessing I've released to you, then what's the big deal? If you're not doing it, somebody else will do it. We have hit the highest level of ingratitude in this world. Fast. Even things you did last month, people don't remember again. Only what they are eating now. What, when it was last time something passed that is physical? So canna. I want your heart to be a heart of gratitude. I want your heart to be a heart of appreciation. So I will even send a curse on you, and I will curse you your blessing. I have caused them already because you don't have a grateful heart. May this kind of case never be your portion. Say, the reason why you want to curse them, he said, their heart is an ungrateful heart. In my place, I'm sure you are used to hearing that by now. So, in my place, they say, he that forgets the blessing of yesterday, he will not collect another one today. He that forgets the, or you want interpretation again? If you forget the things of yesterday, the interactions of yesterday, the help of, you are coming to a church, for example, now, and somebody leaves a church. That's not an example. That church has blessed you so much in the past, done a lot of things for you. And somebody says, I'm leaving. A friend says, I'm leaving. Did you come to the world with that friend? I've told you that life is in junctions. When the friend gets to a junction, you two get to that junction. The friend says, I'm not going the way of righteousness again. You say, please go your way. I continue to go my way. But some people, they sympathize with an aggrieved person. Say, why are you leaving? He said, the person that sat beside me, she pressed my leg when pastor said, shout hallelujah. I forgot to say sorry. Amen. So because of that, you are leaving. Say, I'm leaving. Okay. Since you are leaving, I'm following. What? For what reason? You forgot the people that were blessing you. The HODs, the ministers, people that were running when you were sick, people that were running when your child was sick, people that were praying for you, fasting, doing this, doing that. You forgot all those labor. You say, I'm going to... There's many churches. You know, church is a free entry, free exit. There's no salary. We just come in, we serve God, we go. Amen. Not knowing that there's nothing that we do, we have blessings. In the house of God, that is for free. One of my best scriptures is 1 Corinthians 15, 58. We should be steadfast, unmovable, knowing that all that we do, say, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. I wish you can get another version of this. Maybe like amplified version or something, if you can. Please always get those versions, especially amplified, that can amplify it. Okay? God bless you. As in, against this week, praise the Lord. I need to round up now. Number three, key to divine help is prayer. Prayer. David was a massively helped man. Massively helped. How did he enjoy help? Psalm 121 verse 1 to 2. Psalms 121 verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? I say, I know where my help comes from. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heaven and the earth. That's talking about prayer. In Psalm 72 verse 12. Psalm 72 verse 12. The Bible speaking there. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth. When you cry unto him, he said, we deliver you. When you cry to him, Father, I need your help. I need your attention. He said, we cry. When you cry, he will answer you. He will deliver the needy when he crieth. The poor also when he hath no helper. If you have no helper, don't worry. There is somebody that can help the helpless. Hello. I said hello. If you have no helper, welcome to our club. Whereby our help is in the Lord. My help, all of my help coming from the Lord. Is somebody ready to receive God's help this morning? If you are ready, shout a big hallelujah. Help is available for the saved. What does it mean to be saved? To be born again. What does it profit a man if he receives the blessing of the entire world and he loses his soul? There's a young man called the prodigal son, very wise. He went back to his helper. You are here this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, it's as if I've derailed from my helper a little bit. I want to return back to God fully. I want to rededicate my life to Him. I want God to work on me, work on my life, work on my character, change my life. All heads bowed, all eyes closed, no movements now. You are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I want God to change my life. I want God to transform my life. I want God to change my story. I want help and I want it desperately. But I want to first rededicate my life. Quickly, this morning, lift up your right hand and I will pray with you. I want to rededicate my life. That's the area I need help. I want to rededicate. There's something about me and God. I want to repair the relationship between me and God. I want me and my maker. I want us to be in good accord. Both me and my maker. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are right now, place your right hand on your chest. God bless you all over the place. Put your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. Father, this morning, I come to you. Have mercy on me. Take me as your son. Change my life. Write my name in the book of life. I confess Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Blessed be thy name in Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful people that you have saved this morning. I ask, oh God, that Lord, you will bless them. Your favor, your grace will never cease from their lives. Bless them, oh God. Change their lives. Help them, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-6000. 0278 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.